This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here to talk about that, Bob Adievitz, Rod and Nolan McGraw. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's our friend and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling wonderful, Bob. How are you feeling? How is Vinny feeling?
I feel great. Had my yearly checkup today after my surgery. I'm great.
Great. Good to hear it.
All right, better than Charlie Morton. How's that sound?
Yeah.
If you want to dig deeper into the abyss. But we know the standings, we know the records, and we know everything that's gone wrong with the Orioles. Is Charlie Morton, and you get the feedback, obviously, Rich, from the fans, has he become kind of the poster boy for the Mike Elias offseason of 24 to 25? It's not hopeless, but has it gone as well as we had hoped, for sure?
Well, as the Who would say, the fans are saying we won't get fooled again. But I think, you know, I think Morton is pitching poor. Morton is pitching poorly, and the Orioles are playing. The Orioles are playing poorly. I mean, if Charlie Morton was pitching better, yeah, the team would have, you know, the team would have a better record. And I didn't think it was a bad signing at the time, you know, but with Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez both on the injured list, and who knows when Rodriguez will come back to pitch, and Eflin's not going to be, you know, ready when he's eligible, which is tomorrow, that puts additional pressure on the other pitchers. And, you know, there's no place to hide right now. There's so many guys who are hurt. You know, there's, you know, Suarez and, you know, Chase McDermott and, you know, and Trevor Rogers, guys who might have gotten chances to pitch now. And they're not, you know, and because of all that, there's no play. There's you've got to keep pitching Morton for now. So, yes, he's sort of the poster boy for the winner. And, you know, a lot of these signings just don't seem to have gone very well for the Orioles. Though Sagano doesn't look to be a bad one.
Now, you mentioned Grayson Rodriguez, and Brandon Hyde opened his press conference on Friday before the Red Series saying that Grayson is going to have a second opinion after the initial results came back. Second opinions mean what? I guess, Ridge Dubroff, we can always assume second opinions mean I want somebody to tell me what I want to hear in regards to how I'm supposed to feel right now.
Yeah, but, you know, just on covering baseball, when you hear second opinions, you think, well, there must be something bad in the first opinion.
Right.
So, you know, I would be pessimistic, and if we hear an update today, which is entirely possible, be happily surprised if it's not, you know, if it's not horrid news. You know, it's just not, it's not been going well for the Orioles this year. Rodriguez hasn't pitched, and, it's bad because this guy was counted on to be one of their top two starters, and without their top two starters, they're in deep trouble.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles Nats tonight, Dean Kramer against Mitchell Parker. Orioles trying to get back in the win column. All right, let's get to the offense. And, you know, I was talking yesterday on the air. If you go back to July of 24 in 100 games played by the Orioles, including the playoff sweep at Kansas City, they're 8 games under 500. Adley Rutschman's numbers have not been ideal, to say the least, especially the OPS, which is below 3. Who's the bigger offensive concern right now for you, Rich? Is it Adley, who does have a track record, or Jackson Holliday, who struggles? And I know De La Cruz ripped him off from a ribby on Sunday, but which of those two guys are you really starting to go, needs a little bit more in like yesterday?
Yeah, Rutschman would be the bigger concern because he had a track record of two really good seasons. I mean, he came up in May 22, and then until the All-Star break last year, he was just fine, and then he hit the skids. Holliday is a young player. Holliday's 21 years old, and I think he has to just play for a while. You know, and he's not been all, you know, he's been streaky. Sometimes he's been really good, and you know, then he gets into these long streaks. So to me, Rutschman would be the bigger concern, because it's gone on for a long time, and you know, and he plays every day.
Now, with Heston Kjerstad, does he have a baseball magnet? Finds the elbow, finds the head, finds the back. There's always a fastball that's got his name written all over it, and it seems as though, Rich, every time he's about to start to cook, something sets him back. However, this doesn't look to be as severe as the fastball last year against the Yankees, Holmes drilling him in the rain. Tonight's a lefty. We want to see him play more against lefties. If he can go, will he go?
Yeah, I mean, Hyde had said Sunday it was possible that he would have used him in a big situation, but that big situation never came up. So I think it's, you know, I think it's possible. I mean, I his defense is getting better. His his hitting's getting better. You know, they still miss Colton Cowser a lot. That's an underrated sort of miss that they have. So I would think that Kjerstad would play well, but yeah, isn't it awful? Every time, you know, he's getting ready, something happens, but there's no explanation for it. I mean, it's not his fault. So I think that he's going to be a really good player and he'll get past.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rich, how's the locker room right now? You know, what are they feeling like in the locker room? And are they missing, as Bob told me earlier, you know, are they missing Santander and McCann?
Yeah, well, what I think they need, Vinny, is a veteran guy. I think they need a veteran guy to who's been there, you know, to help push, you know, to help push them through. The problem is they have all these young players, you know, Rutschman and Henderson and Kauser and Kerstad and Westberg. You know, they've all come up together, and they're the core of the team. And they need, you know, a couple of other guys who have been through it. I loved McCann, and I didn't see, you know, and I'm first guessing, not second guessing, because I thought that they should have kept him instead of signing Sanchez. But you know, Santander is great, you know, and I love Santander, but they didn't, you know, that didn't happen. So I just think that they need, you know, some steady veterans to sort of help them, and that, you know, because these young guys have sort of come up together and are feeling this all together, it's not necessarily a great thing that there isn't someone, you know, from the outside who's experienced, you know, winning or going through difficult pennant races or seasons like this, who can sort of help them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.